Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and
and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. It is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of Divine, Thai and Mecca, in the legendary, historic, enchanted, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every fucking weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, and again now on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for the House of the Divine Prince, live from Louisiana. My listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. I am always humbled, honored, gratefully appreciative of those who join me here in this square circle of God and goddesses live here in the chat room. Divine peace and love, joy and prosperity, goddess, queen, mutates, and our special guests. All blessing, respect, acknowledgement, and admiration for you and what you bring to our community, to our world, to our square circle each and every day. Divine peace and blessings to you. And, of course, to those who are present on the phone line, area code 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question, comment, or request. I'm truly grateful and honored by your divine presence. Now, I must make an alert. Some of you have been with me over the last few days, and you know that just about everything financial that could happen right now for the House of the Divine Prince has taken place. And I indeed did go out, peace and blessings, Fire Witch, and get a new computer system that has caused me to sort of put some other things behind. And I may very well lose my utility, even in the middle of the show. My TV just went off. I have all my services through one company, AT&T. So I may very well lose my phone, cell phone, and my internet even before the end of the show. So for those of you who can support, who can donate, I need you right now more than ever. I need you to utilize Western Union, MoneyGram, Green Dot Money Pack, and of course PayPal. PayPal will take a few days, but if you can assist us right now in keeping me on the air, I would greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, I may very well be off the air for 3 or 4 days until the chain of resources, if you will, can sort of catch up to what's going on. I did try and stay within a certain budget in replacing the computer system. I did get some help from Teresa Callahan, Angelic Soap, one of my faithful sponsors, in choosing what was most economical but also advantageous to what all I do here online and as well here locally in the temple. But again, I do appreciate any assistance that you may provide, particularly right now through Green Dot Money Pack, MoneyGram, Western Union. Of course, you will need to contact me either via my Facebook or my website, www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince, or through my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And I am seeing that there is some technical issue with the sound, and know that I can't really adjust that here. So I don't know if it's the phone that I'm using or if it's something within the system. I'm going to attempt to call in now using another phone, provided AT&T hasn't already limited my options to use another phone. So if you all would just hold just a second here. Okay, now let me put my pen. Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. Alafia, Kandaleo, Fire Witch, Goddess, Queen, UKs. I am on a different phone now, so please let me know. Can you all hear me clearer now? Do type something into the chat. There is a brief delay, so I realize I'm talking, and this message has not made its way to the chat listeners yet. But as soon as you in the chat live can hear me, I have switched phones. So do let me know if the sound has improved or if I'm still breaking up. But again, I am gratefully appreciative to each and every one of your continued daily support to the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Block Talk Radio. Thank you, Fire Witch. It may have very well been my cell phone connection. And we're having a very windy day here in the South, so that may have very well interfered with the connection. And as I said early in the broadcast, AT&T is on my trail. They've already cut off the TV, and they may be coming for the internet and the phone even before the end of the show. So if I disappear, please do forgive me. You do know what happened. Typically, they try and space it out, so I may have access to my internet longer than anything. So for those of you who are listening, who can support, who can donate, really we don't need a lot of money. I just need $208, $208 to appease the utilities and not lose all my services. So if you can, Green Dot Money Pack, Western Union, MoneyGram. Obviously, if you use PayPal or Keen or LivePerson, it will take several days. And then, of course, there will be the risk of my not being able to broadcast possibly until Friday. So for those of you who can assist, we greatly appreciate it. We need you now more than ever. Also, I want to keep you reminded of my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of documented divine revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize that there are many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Practitioners, you are welcome to join. Please do scroll down these individual temple, virtual temple groups, and check to the right side of the page and click on Join This Group. Of course, you will need to join Keen, and it is free to join Keen. Set up your virtual office and begin your professional expert consulting and advising practice. But if you indeed wish to join one of my groups, visit www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Beginning in the center of the first page of my website, you will see my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And again, remember to visit these powerful, powerful voices by visiting the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber of my website, respectively. In the Queen's Chamber, you will now find featured 24 hours a day Amenti Anuket via her Temple Radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. You can access her archive Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth. Here on Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, you can find her now featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, along with her African and African-inspired jewelry and accessories, as well as art products. You will also find Gogo Nana Alana Omare, authentic Sangoma mother of many nations, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time via her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Sister Abana, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program, operates the Recovery Room via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Visit and support Teresa Kalahat and Angelic Soap by visiting the Queen's Chamber of my website, and Queen Felice Akushua, Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar at www.nubianjewels.biz in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And as always, some of my favorite readers and personal friends and community members, Divine Voltaire, Elder, Mother, Pastor, Spiritualist, can be found via appointment only at her link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Ultimate Joy, Master Psychic and Tarot Reader, Dr. Joy, also Master Chef and Business Owner here in New Orleans, Louisiana, can be found by appointment only in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And see what one Orisha can do. She can be found 24 hours a day live on Keen via phone by clicking on her link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, the Queen's Chamber is dedicated to the women's ministries, leaders, practitioners, businesses, promotions, products, and community, grassroots organizations, and, of course, the queens, the queen mothers, and all those queens who represent within our diverse community. And in the King's Chamber, you will find Reverend Majati Baruti, where, indeed, all is a blessing. Is no offense within the bosom of the goddess, the roof garden, and Ujjat
effort in promoting respect, worship, and reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent. Reverend Majadi Baruti and Susan Mitchell via their archive radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. And a personal friend of mine for more than 20 years, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. It's not religion specific, but spirituality for all with Big Steve in the Temple of the Enlightened Mind via the King's Chamber of my website. And of course, continue to support me and all the various other pages of my website, Divine Words. Also, visit my guest book. Feel free to visit my guest book. Leave your divine blessings and salutations. And, of course, Thai Potions, where I offer a variety of my own personal and handcrafted products, as well as links to various other interesting products, links, and connections. And, of course, Netherhead Tour, which is the Divine House of the Prince in ancient Egyptian or Kemetic, where you will find a CD store, a MP3 store, various Pan-African and world products, shea butter, black soap, and, of course, access to my various Amazon Associate product links. So do visit and support there. For indeed all is a blessing. And again, be reminded that because of the technical issues and the reinvestment, if you will, in buying a new computer, AT&T is on my trail, and they may very well cut me off in the middle of the show. So if I disappear all of a sudden, please know that I am with you. Do forgive me. And, of course, those of you under the sound of my voice that can assist, we need $208 ASAP. So please utilize MoneyGram, Green Dot, MoneyPack, or MoneyGram, or Western Union. PayPal, Keen, Live Persons are truly welcome, but it will take some days for those resources to reach me. So again, if I do go off in the middle of the show, I do apologize. Some things just cannot be avoided. Life is full of all sorts of weather. And that's a great segue into one of the things that I'm going to talk about today. It seems that many of us are being challenged on many fronts, personal, spiritual, financial, career-wise, religious, in our relationships with our family, our children, our loved ones. And indeed, this is a time of great transformation, if you will, not only in the earth, but within each and every one of us. And I want to impart some divine wisdom and understanding in assisting you to move through that and to better understand that. It's not always a personal thing. I like to refer to it and symbolize it metaphorically with the weather. The weather is, it just is. We have no control over rain, sleet, snow, hurricanes, tempest. It just is. It falls on the just and the unjust, on the spiritual and the non-spiritual, the black, the white, the rich, the poor. So indeed, we must begin to gain some sense of endurance as we confront and deal with and accept the weather and its varied manifestations in each and every one of our lives and paths. I'm going to take just a momentary break, and I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. Ashe.
Venez, mon Dieu, venez. Yeah.
divine, all blessed, peace and love, unity and community. I am humbled, honored, appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Those live with me in the chat, Kalahad, Kandaleo, Fire Witch, Goddess, Queen, Yokis, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. To those who are listening via the remote player, and I did get a chance during the break to listen to the remote player in my Divine Words section of my website. And indeed, you can listen to the show live via these remote players. So there is a listening audience out there we cannot see live in the chat, and I am honored, grateful, and appreciative of your being there and being present. Do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark me as a favorite. Mark this show episode as a favorite. I would greatly appreciate it. It will also give you prior notice to upcoming shows, show topics, and special guests here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Also, continue to show your love and support of the show, even your small like for the show, by visiting our sponsors as they are provided on the page. Amtrak, I'm seeing today, is one of our sponsors. ARALifestyle.com is another of our sponsors. And these aren't just corporate entities, if you will, that are on the page in representation of Blog Talk Radio. They are also supporting us here at the House of the Divine Prince for being live with you on Blog Talk Radio. And this just in, a tornado touchdown in Memphis, Tennessee, near where the Queen Mother, Naima Shikamana, many of you know her as Sister Toni Val Martinez, my sister wife on Facebook. She just sent me an instant message. She must be nervous because she knows I'm live on air. So we want to send her divine peace and protection. Yes, we want to send her divine peace and protection and prayer. And all of you who are dealing with the weather today, I believe it's supposed to be 37 degrees in Memphis tonight, colder in Chicago and further north. And some of you are still indeed dealing with winter. And it's just weather. It has its ups and its downs. It has its benefits. It has its destructive, uncontrollable nature and power. Oh, yeah, indeed, Kandaleo, Yamsa, oh, yeah. But all things have their place within the cycle of life, within the cycle of our existence. And we all indeed deal with weather each and every day, in various forms within our personal lives, whether it be within our relationships, our career paths, our finances, our home environment. We all have weather. And many are being challenged right now as Spirit is dividing up the army, if you will. Some of you are familiar with the story of Armageddon in the last days and are being put in a position, if you will, to have to choose light, to have to choose love, to have to choose peace and divine manifestation. So we are all being challenged on many fronts with weather, whether it be literal weather or weather within our personal manifestation and existence. Please do forgive me. I keep checking. Every time my system goes quiet, I'm wondering if we're being terminated by AT&T. So I hope I do at least make it through my show today without them interfering. Typically, they try and hold the Internet off for for me as the very last thing. I've made it clear to them more than once that without it I can't function. So let's just pray as Queen Goddess UK has suggested in the chat, all things in divine time and order. Maya, I'm going to take just a momentary intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Again, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Is a Minty with us? She's not with us. I would love for Minty to call in. We've been having some really powerful conversations over the past few days, and I would like to share some of that with you. But at any rate, I will be forward momentarily this Monday, April 4th, 2011. Aries is in the house. We are in this Aries lunation with the moon now in its new phase, new opportunities, new challenges, new manifestation. Our sun is in Aries. Our moon is in Aries. Fire, fire, fire all around. So I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Olisha, sa fè mwen la pen darele. Olisha, na go, sa fè mwen la pen dom da kouye.
Olisha, sa fè mwen la pen dom darele.
Olisha, na go, sa fè mwen la pen dom darele.
Oh,
divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice today, the Divine Prince broadcasting live and in archive from the beautiful, enchanted, and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this divine hoodoo spiritualist path, inviting you to join me Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m., along with many other of my illustrious community to drum in Congo Square, as has been done since before New Orleans was New Orleans, as Africans began to arrive here. It was one of the places where we were able and free to experience our culture, our rhythms, our ritual ceremonial practices, and indeed we attempt to continue that legacy even today. So meet me on Sundays, 2 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here in New Orleans, Louisiana, in Congo Square, right off Rampart Avenue, across from the legendary French Quarter. Know that you will need to enter the park from the back, if you will, near the Mahalia Jackson Theater. Yes, the fence is still up around the park. If you go back towards where the main Mahalia Jackson Theater entrance is on the back side, security will allow you to enter there through the gate. And I typically walk up that driveway to where we participate at Congo Square. I also want to take the time to acknowledge my local community support and contributors, Zion Trinity Spirit, Water, Blood, Zion Trinity songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the Creator in 1997 as a prayer group and is known today as New Orleans female vocal sensation. They have been the opening act for Joseph Hill and Culture, The Wailers, Burning Spear, Lucky Doobie, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Roots Underground, and Groundation. On the international stage, Zion Trinity has performed at the Harlem Jazz Club in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Their soulful music has been pumped on radios from Ghana and Ethiopia to Salt Lake City, San Francisco, Guam, France, and beyond. Their international, diverse, and dynamic world beat, reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual, available for festivals, workshops, background vocals, jingles, commercials, studio sessions, conventions, and conferences. And you can contact them by visiting their website at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Also by visiting YouTube at www.youtube.com/ZionTrinity. You can get more information at info@ZionTrinityBand.com. And of course by contacting the Divine Prince via my website virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at www.HouseOfTheDivinePrince.com. I would also like you to be introduced to and support another powerful local organization, www.InternationalArtsFoundation.com. You can visit them at their website and gain more information. My favorite spiritual church supply house, FNF Spiritual Church Supply, Felix Figueroa, offers sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, and of course those highly valued and highly prized implements as they are utilized in Santeria Lokomi and some Yoruba paths. And you can visit Figueroa at 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, or by sending a message to BISSONETBAND Bizonet at msn.com. And, of course, you can get more information by contacting me here at the House of Divine Prince. I also want to show love, appreciation, respect, and support to another one of my local elders, godmothers, teachers, and supporters, Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, where you will find the world-renowned priestess Miriam Shamani, founder and queen mother of Voodoo Spiritual Temple at 828 North Rampart Street, across from Congo Square, on the perimeters of the French Quarter, 828 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. And you can visit her at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. People often have a lot of questions about the Divine Prince. That's somebody you can ask, as well as Dr. Joy and many of the others that you will find supported on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. My favored crystal, mineral, gem, shop, and supplier, Joy, Guha, Sakar, Earth Odyssey, a nature store. She even has fossils at 306 Chartres Street, 306 Chartres Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, in the French Quarter. She can be located 7 days a week at www.earthodysseynola.com, earthodysseynola.com. Also, show your love and your support for King and Queen Emporium International. King and Queen Emporium International. Since the beginning, fear only God. Karma is 360 degrees, and they can be located at 2500 Bayou Road. They have body oils, burning oils, incense, candles, resins, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea souffle buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley supplies, CDs, and DVDs, and they can be found at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. Please do show your continued love and support for my vendors and supporters, as well as those who I have already mentioned via their links in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber. Angelic Soap Kalahad, I see you have now joined us. Peace and blessings. I did give a shout-out to you earlier in the show. I am glad to see that you are now present with us and, of course, our special guests, Goddess, Queen, Yogis, Fire Witch, Kandaleo, and those who are listening via Skype on the phone. I am grateful for your divine being and presence. Those who wish to call in, our live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. For those of you who are texting me, Queen Mother Tony, she says she's okay. The tornado did touch down near her place of employment. Of course, they are now without power, so they are using their, what do you call, your backup reserve power, the generators, if you will. But so far I haven't gotten any other messages from her. Her status is in idle now, as opposed to being offline. So that would suggest to me that her generators are operating. She's probably not going to leave her place of employment. It probably wouldn't be a good idea now anyway until the storms and the tornadoes, if you will, pass. But she says she's okay. They just don't have any power in that part of Memphis right now. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward with the astrological weather, divine affirmation and meditation, and, of course, hoodoo secrets and recipes, live and in archive here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time each and every working weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday here on Blog Talk Radio. Know that I have reactivated my original Wednesday night format. So Wednesdays, we do not have a power lunch at noon because we meet here in this square circle of gods and goddesses on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m., just like my original show here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be forward momentarily. Know that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Thank you.
divine, all blessed, peace and love, unity and community. Again, welcome, divine salutations and greetings to each and every one of you present here with the Divine Prince live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. Lord Euroas, thank you for your divine being and presence. All of our special guests, our divinity goddess queen, Eukidis, thank you for being present with us. Fire Witch, our faithful community member, and Kondaleo, another of our faithful and beloved community members, and of course, Kalahat, community member and vendor slash sponsor of the Divine Prince House, of the Divine Prince Pie Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Divine peace and love humbly to each and every one of you. And of course, Amiti Anuket, another vendor as well as community member, sponsor, and supporter of the Divine Prince House, of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central. Of course, our live listening and calling number is still live and effective during our broadcast only Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, and Wednesday nights for my original format, 7 to 9 p.m. House of the Divine Prince here live on Blog Talk Radio. My listening and calling number, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy to address your question, comment, or request as time and spirit do allow. The astrological weather for the day. Our sun is in the 10th house in Aries. Our moon is in the 10th house in Aries. Mercury is in the 10th house in Aries. Venus is in the 9th house in Pisces. Mars is in the 10th house in Aries. Jupiter is in the 10th house in Aries. Saturn is in Libra in the 4th house. Uranus is in the 10th house in Aries. Neptune is in the 9th house in Pisces. And Pluto is in the 7th house in Capricorn. Now, somebody's asking, what is up with the 10th house? And the 10th house, I like to refer to is the number of God, 10, as I was taught and instructed in my path. 10 is the number of God. It is also representative of the number of man, and that is man and woman, 1 and 0. It is the most basic fundamental components to the binary system. Some of you heard my show about binary systems and Odu and the Ifa board. So 10 is our house of divine manifestation. It is a time when spirit speaks and we must listen. And it can most often be symbolically associated with weather, with weather. Right now, all over our country, we are in various states of literal, if you will, weather. As you heard, a tornado touched down not far from my queen, Sister Tony, in Memphis. And I just got another response from her. It was straight line winds and tornadoes. The power is out. Streets are flooding. And it did get scary there for a moment, but I believe things are passing over. And some of you in the northern states are still experiencing winter. God, Goddess, be with each and every one of you and your families in these times. But keeping with our theme, forgive me, I'm trying to read the chat too. Indeed, Lord, it's a powerful conjunction. It is, again, a conjunction representative of, if you will, things outside of our realm of control, that which we associate with God or nature. For indeed, some do not view and comprehend God in a religious text, but in a natural context. as a natural part of nature and the order and divine manifestation of nature. And as gods and goddesses incarnate, each and every one of us, we are divinely innate and inherent with all those things that we need to function, to manifest, to move forward. Otherwise, we are called back to the spirit realm, if you will. If you are alive, if you are breathing, if you are cognizant right here, right now, in this divine moment, indeed, you have the opportunity for further manifestation. So no matter what you are being challenged with, no matter the weather, and indeed, weather is a profound part of our existence here on Mother, Father, Earth, but also in our personal lives. Bear with me. I am sharing with you a symbolism, a metaphor, but also a profound teaching by utilizing the symbolism of the elements, weather. And many are being challenged on many fronts, personal, professional, political, financial, many fronts. And indeed, it is the weather. It is not always personal. It is not always an attack to prevent you, per se, from manifesting, from reaching your goal. Sometimes it is just is, and we find a way to get up and keep moving forward. I sort of posted a rant, if you will, maybe two nights ago on my Facebook, and I won't get into the details. Usually I don't get into the details of why I post things like that, because I want them to hit each and every individual where they are. And everyone is not faced with the same weather. Everyone is not faced with the same battle, but can still gain some truth, some help from divine words and inspiration. But a part of what I was saying was that we need to develop endurance, particularly here in this westernized culture and society, if you will. Our ancestors endured hell and back and got up, kept rising, and kept moving forward. And indeed, with all of our technological advances and our material things, our sort of cushioned lifestyle, we tend to get distracted, if you will, by the weather and the smallest of weather. And weather just is. It just is. And we deal with it, rain, sleet, snow, or sun, and we get up and we keep moving forward. We keep manifesting that which divine spirit has birthed us to manifest, to share, to teach, to impart. So indeed, we must begin to develop some fortitude, some endurance, and be able to withstand the small attacks. And indeed, we typically will take the smallest of attack, and it becomes an overwhelming thing, shutting us down, blocking our ability to access our divinely innate and inherent defenses, skills, and gifts. And from that perspective, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a spiritual manifestation from the spirit realm. But beyond that, it is just weather. It just is. We cope. We develop defenses. We develop skills for dealing with. And weather is cyclical. We always know it's coming. It's always leaving and it's always returning. So we have opportunities to learn, if you will, from experience and to better prepare for that which we can prepare for and then expect divine intervention and divine protection for that which is completely without our realm of control. So as we look at and experience weather and all of its various manifestations, to include the catastrophe in Japan, which again fell on rich, poor, spiritual, non-spiritual. It just is, and they are dealing with it and moving forward, as we must all gain the ability and the skills to do in our personal and individual challenges. So in this divine moment of peace and love, unity and community, we bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Dangers seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth, power, wisdom, and understanding into our earth plane dimension for divine and immediate manifestation and revelation here and now. In this divine moment in time, we vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Agum, Zengede, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous. Here and now in this earth plane dimension, we forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names glory and praise and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it, I and I and I even me. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon, recreate, and reshape the reality of all towards that which is true, pure, righteous, and authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us and for us, ever stood with us and for us, will stand with us and for us in divine unity and community, we light and illuminate our candles. A constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libation for rebirth and regeneration and continued connection to the life, blood, spirit, and endurance of our ancestors. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our life bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with ourselves and one another, ever pure in our connection to spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember with me who you are: God, Goddess, Priest, Priestess, Prophet, Prophetess. You are a divine being created in the likeness and the image of the Most High God and Goddess, our divine creative creators. We are divine love, divine math, divine science manifest. So remember who you are, you powerful, loving, loved creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of the creators and embody all aspects of those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, and manifest, you inspire others to change, transform, and manifest. So be powerful, be divine. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that most divine spark of your true and authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Know that you have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, love, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending, eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, and my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order as it unfolds into a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, before me, and for me as I release my grip on life, my control. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of the experiences of my life as the moments come and go. I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And when problems arise, and they do, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they come to me, speak to me, administer and minister to me, and all things become clear. My life transforming in divine and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of serenity and knowing my path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, focused. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, do, or believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Ishu alek buana kosi wari. Awu on louto ni iwo ara afanbo osi. Obatala mi ita ni iwo. Onilo Aban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scattered to feed poverty Obatala Sheikh's rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our Igbo reach Arun. May our Igbo be accepted. May our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe.
Zero alemae. Ima Thank you. get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time,
Yabaluwa Tiago, Thank you.